that one took some searching to find. I had the wrong, didn't have the wire record I thought I had. It wasn't the wrong record, it just wasn't the one I needed today for that set right there. That's from 154, you heard I Should Have Known Better, their third album. And they're still making records, and they're still really good. I actually grabbed two or three pieces of vinyl out of our library that any one of them I could have picked a song off of. And in the CD library, we had a lot of things except 154. I'll have to remedy that. Start off the Sand Pebbles from Pleasure Maps. You heard Desire Lines. Robert Wyatt from a collection of demos called 1968. You heard Slow Walk and Talk. And that's got Jimi Hendrix playing bass on it. Hendrix and the Soft Machine toured together in 68. And at the end of the tour, they hung out in New York and L.A., and that was something they did together. Good one, too. And finishing up with Wire. It's 4:01. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1, K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And hopefully our web transmission is cutting through the blizzard that's here. Well, it's not quite a blizzard, but it's snowing and quieting things down. That's nice. Let me tell you, this our general underwriters today include the Windy Way Rock Shop, celebrating the beauty of the mineral kingdom with rocks, fossils, and minerals from Montana and around the world. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30 p.m. Located near Albertsons at 5237 U.S. Highway 89 in Livingston. On Facebook or phone 406-333-3050. Audio Artisans, specialized in hi-fi home theater, computer, and house-wide audio, located at 2405 West Main Street in Bozeman, across from Perkins, on the web at audioartisans.com or phone 406-551-6212. And the Nova Cafe, keeping it local since 2005, serving breakfast daily, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and lunch Monday through Friday. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Located in downtown Bozeman on 312 East Main and on the web at novacafe.com. Yeah, I could have used Audio Artisans this week. Our TV went on the fritz. Just mysteriously, you couldn't really turn it on, off and on. You could change channels. That was the only function that was still working. And it was sort of pixelating badly. And yesterday, we drove around town and took a look at brand new TVs, which are beautiful and way cheaper than the one we bought a few years back, but they're really big. The smallest ones were way bigger than what we have now. So I started drooling and was ready to pick one up. We decided to go home and stew on it for a while and turned on the TV, and it worked just fine. All the controls are back. Mysterious. The ghost of Sean Donahue once again messing with our TV. Can I continue? Yes, I think I can. I thought this one might cheer up everybody. Some foot tapping music.
People see me, but they just don't know what's in my heart and how I love you so. I love you, baby, like a minor loco. So come on, baby, let the good time roll. Oh, let it roll, baby. Roll. Oh, yeah, baby. I wanna see you let 'em roll, girl. Roll. Hey, hey. Yeah. Some people live in it and make believe. They got a lot of crap up their sleeve, believe me. My love for you ain't the kind that will fold. So come on, baby, let the good time roll. Yeah, let it roll. When it's understood, it's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. So come on, baby, let the good time roll.
Now shoot, shoot, shoot.
I can't beat it. The sound of Hammond B3, played by Master Jimmy McGriff there. Didn't I get that on my list? Ah, it disappeared. Jimmy McGriff, the crime dog. That was called Kiko, a single I found somewhere around, and that's the kind of things I like. The real deal. We heard a mix of American and European artists. English, actually. Start off with Zoot Money. George Bruno Money doing Let the Good Times Roll. And he never had much got much attention in the States. I think he put out a couple albums. I know I have two. And he was in the Animals right at the very end for a while. But he was had quite the reputation at the time in the mid-60s as one of the drunken lunars of the London club scene, and I think his party piece was pulling his pants down at some particular moment of the show. Georgie Fame, fabulous Georgie Fame, from his album Seventh Son, you heard Somebody Stole My Thunder, and I got to see Georgie Fame twice, once at the Fillmore West opening for The Faces with a band called Shorty, and they played that song, Somebody Stole My Thunder, and they were ripping. It was great to see him, and I saw him again in London at the 100 Club with a great all-star band, and again he was just fabulous. Lee Dorsey, great singer songwriter guy, title track of the Ride Your Pony album, one of the actually few local records I picked up when I was in New Orleans. Brian Auger was a Trinity doing Holy Smokes. He's another great British organ player. And then another guy I saw him open for Led Zeppelin. And then again later in San Jose at a place called Bodega with his band called Oblivion Express. And both times just swinging. Alan Price followed that. Alan Price was the original organ player in the Animals, but he quit because they wouldn't give him credit for House of the Rising Sun. He took all the credit for House of the Rising Sun. And the other guys got mad at him and elbowed him out. The famous scene in that Bob Dylan movie Don't Look Back, where he's sort of coming in glued, made some really good records, and that's one of them. A Price to Pay, you heard him covering the Four Tops, Loving You a Sweeter. There you go. Got some you might know to play after this, but I gotta stop for a second. Let's see what it's the usual 4 o'clock lineup of program underwriters, Treadway Motors, Foreign American Auto Repairs, moving to the new location on the corner of 7th and Griffin beginning December 1st. Phone 585-7112. And the Holiday Inn will boast located in North 7th, featuring Happy Hour and the Dry Fly Saloon, 5 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We'll compliment your hors d'oeuvres. Phone them at 587-4561. And Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hop Zone IPA, Galton Pale, and Whimsical One-Offs. Visit Bozeman's original tasting room located in the Northeast neighborhood at 504 Broadway Avenue. And we thank them all for supporting this Friday afternoon show. Lord knows we need all the help we can get. what's happening here? I don't know. There must be something I can tell you. Oh, yeah.
I'm Ira Glass. This week on This American Life, one of the people who works here at the radio show, a scientist by training, thinks that there is no such thing as free will. So I would say he decided to do a story for our show about that. He would say he had no choice. Atoms and neurons inside him turned and churned like pieces of a machine, and he did what they commanded. This week.
This American Life, 9 o'clock Monday morning on KGLT.
Okay, if you follow the music news or just the general entertainment news, the Beatles have reissued The Beatles, better known as the White Album, and they've like they did with Sgt. Pepper's, they remixed it. George Martin's son Giles has gone back into the original tapes and tried to give it a little bit more of a modern feel, but not that Beatles stereo with the drums on one side and such. There's some debate about it, but it actually sounds really good. I like the sound of the original album because it's sort of bright and aggressive, and maybe some of that's missing from this. It's still there, but they've made it clear, just because of the mixing techniques in the 60s, things sort of got smashed in there. Now with modern tools, even though they did go back and use the same Abbey Road studio and equipment, it sounds like a brand new record. Not glossy, just it sounds modern. And the takeaway I had is, if you were to put up a lot of modern artists, popular modern artists, they look sort of sad compared to the Beatles on the White Album. The White Album just kills. It's three songwriters, four singers, 20-some songs, and each one a killer, and totally different. Most modern bands usually mine one style, and that's it. One trick pony, and they do it over and over again, and they're popular, and they're probably really good because they're everybody studied music and are great singers and such. But the Beatles just destroy all that, and take or leave it. You got to enjoy what they've done, and they put like all these big giant reissues. You get your choice of entry level. You can get the remix with Escher demos, which are demos a band recorded a few days before they started the proper recording after they returned from India. And there's also a big box set with three discs of studio work, you know, songs in progress, jamming, etc. And I've listened a little bit of that, and it sounds really good. So there's six discs in the big box set, plus a Blu-ray with your high-res and the mono album. And there's a vinyl edition with the remix and the demos, I believe. So choose your poison. If you're a Beatles fan, you're going to at least want to hear this. And you can. This is just sort of a random pick, and it'll give you an idea of what the session recordings are like.
I'll start again. Semolina, semolina, pilchard, greens, not pie, all mixed together with a dead dog's eye. One, two, three, four. Queen was in the parlor playing piano for the children of the king. Cry, baby, cry, make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better, so cry, baby, cry. The king was in the garden picking flowers for a friend who came to play. The queen was in the playroom painting pictures for the children's holiday. Cry, baby, cry, make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better, so cry, baby, cry. Duchess of Kikori, always smiling and arriving late for tea. The Duke was having problems with the message at the local Bourbon Bee. Cry, baby, cry, make your mother sigh. Voices out of nowhere, put on specially by the children for a love. Cry, baby, cry, make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better, so cry, baby, cry.
Sky on the ground, this is what I have found. City, city, and the flowers don't grow. Here the river's just a sewer. People who move below. Buildings with smells and noise and darkness up above. All around, in the sky, on the ground. This is what I have found. Cities, cities, not for me. No, no, I don't believe you. It's not the place to be. No, no, I won't believe you. Here the flowers don't grow. Here the river is just a up above, all around, in the sky, on the ground. This is what I have found. City, city, city. We'll be right back.
At your leisure.
Okay.
Got darker and darker, didn't it, through that set, finishing up Big Star from the big complete Big Star 3 set, an alternate mix of Holocaust, Alex Chilton and Company. Start off the Beatles, a run through of Cry Baby Cry, and that's nice. That's got a nice edge to it. I think John must be playing the organ live in the studio, sort of thing. Then we heard a remix of Glass Onion from the complete remix album. And that gives you a taste of it. It's just a tiny bit different. Thing, the strings are a little bit clearer and more present and surround you a little bit. A lot of the songs feel like that, that you're, that was your intent, to make you feel like you're inside the studio with the Beatles, wrapped with them wrapped around you. And you get some of that. I need to sit down and really study it some more, but I'm enjoying it so far. The Kinks, from their album Village Green Preservation Society. You heard Village Green, and they've done a big reissue of that too. The same thing, remastered, remixed, session things, interviews, BBC stuff. One unreleased song. They're making it really difficult. I'm holding out on that one yet, because they've reissued that a couple of times now. And for one song, not sure. We're the Moody Blues, B-side of Knights in White Satin, a song called Cities. Nice, dark song. A good one, too. If you ever see that single around, which is pretty common, grab it for that. ELO from their debut album, Jeff Lynne, Queen of the Hours. And I love that song. I tried to learn it once. I don't think it's too hard, but it's all done on cello, so gotta figure out some notes. It's 4:48. Whoa, okay. I know what I need to do. Here, this is, give you this real quick, and I'll be back.
'Tis the season to help your neighbor, and your local brewery wants to make it easy. Benefiting the Montana Food Bank Network, 30 Montana breweries will unite on Saturday, December 8th, for Hops Against Hunger. A portion of every pint sold during the event will provide meals to Montanans who would otherwise go without during the holidays. Details and schedule information are online at mfbn.org. Hops Against Hunger, Saturday, December 8th, at your local brew pub.
Okay, I'm calling the audible and switching up what I had in mind for this next set. So I need 16 on this one. And this will work now. I don't know if you're an REM fan and have kept track of what they've been doing since they broke up. Well, Peter Buck's been here. He was here a couple years ago with Minus Five. And he's put out 3 solo albums so far and done lots of other things. And this is from his first solo album. It's a song dedicated to the guitar player from Charlie Pickett and the Eggs, Johnny Salton.
Yeah. like to stay. That's what I like about it. That's what I love about Miami. What I like about Miami. Hey, hey, walking in the sunshine. Hey, hey, eating empanada. I like Cuban girls. That's why.
From the something that's a fact, and likes everyone else less than that. Feel bitterness and hatred. Feel bitterness and hatred is what you'll find inside. Is what you'll find inside. Cuts across his skull, and his ear falls out and lands upon the ground. Takes him up and down a notch and makes him think that's all he's got. Fear, bitterness, and hatred. Fear, bitterness, and hatred is what you'll find inside. Is what you'll find inside. I found out he's got fears and he's got doubts. Now I know he's got something he can show. All right! Constantly you seldom really feel him sharpened by the bite of time itself. Hates himself and that's